As you'll find I'll be doing a lot throughout this entire program, I compare interviewing very closely to sales calls. An interview is just basically that. It's a sales call. You're going in as a salesperson trying to sell your best product, you. And whenever I go to visit a client, now, granted, I'm going in to sell myself as a preferred vendor and not interviewing for a job, but again, the concepts are very much the same. My number one method of showing them that I'm different from every other recruiter who's walked through their door and to truly impress upon them that I'm very interested in them specifically is I'll try to have some piece of information that they wouldn't expect me to know. This piece of information, what I like to call the nugget, can come from a number of different sources. You can get it from their annual report or from your conversation with the receptionist or really a number of other different sources. For me, my network is my best source of information. I call up someone I know and I say, hey, I'm going to be stopping by XYZ company next week. Do you know anything about them? You can get a lot of information from people if you just ask. For example, we just had an appointment about a month prior to me recording this track. It was with a Fortune 500 company and I was sitting there with the director of their internal recruiting department. He was really selling the high employee retention levels that they currently had and the strong team environment that they were currently experiencing. And I was able to follow that up by letting him know I could help get those retention levels back up to where it sounds like they wanted them to be. I went on to explain that I had heard that the CIO of the last couple of years was recently let go rather than just leaving on her own like was talked about in all the papers. And I explained that I had heard how dramatically that had increased their recent turnover. And in fact, I had also heard that the manager of their business development team would be giving his notice later that day. It quickly became clear that I had gone above and beyond what the typical person did in my research and that I was there to help. And we landed the account. Now, how did I know all that? Typically, I go through my personal network first, and then I'll peruse the annual report and several of the online sources that I have, which I'll also give you in just a minute. But actually, in this case, it was an online networking group where I found out this info. It was through LinkedIn.com. It's a free source, and if you're not on it already, I would highly recommend you sign up. All I did was call a few people I found on LinkedIn who had previously worked at that company and ask them what they thought of it. And I got an earful of information. Now, if you're familiar with LinkedIn, again, it's LinkedIn.com, LinkedIn.com. If you're familiar with LinkedIn.com and you're wondering how I did that because you know that they don't give any current contact information listed there, it's very simple. I looked up people who had previously worked there and that who had also listed where they work now. And then I just called those companies where they currently worked and I asked for them. Very easy when you know how. But the nugget doesn't necessarily have to be from a bunch of cold calls. It could just be from a line in a press clipping talking about a new product that they're planning to reveal, or that they were listed in Crain's top 50 largest public companies, or anything that's unique. Something to help you show that you are interested in them specifically. You're not just interested in getting a job, any job, but you're interested in working for them specifically. You're showing them that you're targeting them. The key with this is to be sure you don't reveal your nugget of information in such a way that implies that they probably didn't know what you know. Because if they didn't know it and you go in there with the attitude of, well, look what I know about your company, then you're going to look like a jerk for trying to show them up. But if they did in fact already know it and you go in there, well, look what I know about your company, well, then you're going to look like an idiot for trying to show them up. Now, whether you look like a jerk or whether you look like an idiot, neither one of those are good scenarios. So be careful about how you use the information. You want to keep it positive. When I went into that Fortune 500 company, I didn't blatantly call that guy out and call him a liar. Your retention levels here are terrible. What are you talking about? No, I agreed with him that the high retention levels are the ultimate goal, and that's what I'm here to help with. Now, whatever you do, don't start using your nugget of information to lay the groundwork for negotiating salary later. I've had lots of candidates go into job interviews like they were trying to buy a car, acting as if they weren't interested because of a layoff that happened 6 months ago or a negative article that was printed. The company is not going to sit there and think, well, crap, maybe we should just give him more money and he'll ignore that problem. No, I suspect they're going to think something more like, this guy sounds like he would constantly be looking for negatives to complain about. Who's next on our list? You can't negotiate an offer you don't get. the fact that you've done this research in the first place and used it in a positive way will be reflected in the offer they make to a person who has taken their time to prepare better than anyone else that they've seen to this point.